KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call 784-3678. Well, checking sports, let's take a look at some high school football polls for you from around the state. First of all, the Associated Press football poll this week. In Class 4A, it shows West Des Moines Valley top-rated with Bettendorf, Johnston, Cedar Falls, and West Des Moines Dowling Catholic, the top five teams in the poll. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is ranked number one in the Associated Press poll with Lewis Central at number two in this week's poll. Solon, Pella, and Bishop Heelan Catholic round out the top five. In Class 2A, this week's poll headed up by Boyden Hall Rock Valley at number one. PCM is ranked second with Union, number three, Spirit Lake, and then Sheldon, the top five teams in this week's Class 2A poll. In Class 1A, West Lyon is top-rated with West Branch, Dyke, New Hartford, Van Meter, and West Sioux, the top five-rated teams. In Class A this week, Hudson is rated number one with Algona Garrigan number two. AHSTW comes in at number three in this week's poll, with Belmond Clemmy at four and East Buchanan ranked number five. St. Albert is in at number nine in this week's AP poll, while IKM Manning is rated 10th in this week's Class A AP poll. Also in the Associated Press poll, an eight-man, Gilbertville Don Bosco is rated number one with New Old Fonda number two and New London number three. Exira EHK is in at number four this week with Arweva at number five. Also Fremont Mills checks in at number nine in this week's Associated Press poll. Some differences in the Radio Iowa poll from the AP poll in this week's listings. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley number one with Bettendorf, Cedar Falls, Dowling Catholic, and Johnston, the top five teams. In Class 3A, Lewis Central is ranked number one in the poll with a 2-0 start. Cedar Rapids Xavier, West Delaware, Pella, and Solon are the top five in 3A. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley is number one this week with Union, PCM, Spirit Lake, and Benton, the top five rated teams. In Class 1A in the Radio Iowa poll this week, Iowa City Regina is ranked number one. Van Meter is in at number two with West Branch 3, Dyke New Hartford 4, and South Central Calhoun in at number five this week. Also, the top of the Class A poll is Hudson this week with Algona Garrigan number two. IKM Manning is ranked third in this week's Radio Iowa poll with St. Albert at number four. Pekin is number five. AHSTW is ranked number nine in this week's Class A Radio Iowa poll. And in the eight-man poll this week from Radio Iowa, Don Bosco is number one with New Old Fonda ranked second. Midland is third. Turkey Valley fourth. And Iowa Valley is number five. Exira EHK heads up a quartet of teams from the region that make up the bottom portion of the eight-man top 10 this week. Exira EHK in at number seven, leading into their big matchup with Audubon this weekend. Arweva is in at number eight in this week's poll. Coon Rapids Bayard is ranked ninth, while Cam checks in at number 10 in this week's Radio Iowa eight-man poll. In top 25 college football last night, Florida State's first football game under coach Willie Taggart looked much like the Seminoles' last game under Jimbo Fisher. Josh Jackson was 16 of 27 for 207 yards and two touchdowns as 20th-ranked Virginia Tech whipped the number 19 Seminoles 24-3 in Tallahassee. Jackson opened the scoring 4:26 into the game with a 10-yard scoring strike to Damon Hazleton. Jackson capped the rout with a 49-yard touchdown toss to Eric Kuma, who had four receptions for 86 yards. FSU fumbled on its opening possession, missed a 32-yard field goal try, and had a blocked punt that was returned by Kuma for a touchdown. The Seminoles are 7-7 since the start of last season. In NFL news, Philadelphia Eagles coach Doug Peterson says Nick Foles will start against the Atlanta Falcons Thursday night. Carson Wentz still hasn't been medically cleared for contact as he comes back from surgery last December to repair two torn ligaments in his left knee. Foles was the Super Bowl MVP in Philadelphia's 41-33 win over New England. Wentz didn't play in the preseason and only recently returned to the practice field. Sam Darnold will start at quarterback in the Jets opener at Detroit on Monday night. The 21-year-old Darnold will be the youngest quarterback to start in Week 1 since the 1970 NFL-AFL merger. The Bills have named Nathan Peterman their starting quarterback in a job the second-year player is expected to hold until rookie first-round pick Josh Allen is deemed to be ready. Peterman put up Buffalo's best passing numbers during the preseason, 33 of 41 for 432 yards and three touchdowns in a couple of preseason games. Royce Freeman is set to become the first rookie running back to start a season opener for the Denver Broncos since Hall of Famer Terrell Davis in 1995. Coach Vance Joseph has chosen the third-round pick from Oregon as his starter ahead of veteran Devontae Booker and fellow rookie Philip Lindsay. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals blew a 3-1 lead in the ninth and suffered a 4-3 loss at Washington on Bryce Harper's sacrifice fly. Harper also extended the game with a 2-run blast off of Bud Norris. National starter Max Scherzer leads the majors with 260 strikeouts after fanning 11 Cardinals over 7 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Philadelphia 3-1. It was Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 5-1. Milwaukee topping Chicago 4-3. Colorado over San Francisco 9-8. The Mets over the Dodgers 4-2. And San Diego beat Arizona 6-2. The Indians dropped their third in a row as Jacob Junis fired 7 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball in the Royals 5-1 win against the AL Central leaders. Ryan O'Hearn homered twice for Kansas City, which also received long balls from Jorge Bonifacio and Hunter Dozier. Francisco Lindor extended the end of the Royals' shutout bid in the ninth with his 30th home run of the season. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the White Sox over Detroit 4-2. Houston beat Minnesota 4-1. Oakland over the New York Yankees 6-3. Tampa Bay beat Toronto 7-1. The Angels over Texas 3-1. Seattle over Baltimore 2-1. In interleague play, it was Boston over Atlanta 8-2. In other baseball news, Yankees slugger Aaron Judge took his first swings off a tee since breaking his right wrist July 26th. The reigning AL Rookie of the Year took 25 dry swings in Oakland's center field cage before taking another 25 off the tee at what he called 100% effort. He said he felt good enough in recent days that the decision was made that he would begin hitting again. Judge and the Yanks are hoping he can be activated in just a couple of weeks. Angels manager Mike Socha is hopeful that Shohei Ohtani will be good to make his next scheduled start on Sunday. The two-way player lasted only 2 1/3 innings at Houston on Sunday night in his first game on the mound since June 6th because of an elbow strain. Adam Wainwright is set to pitch for the Cardinals for the first time in nearly 4 months when he starts next Monday against the Pirates. Wainwright has not pitched since May 13th because of right elbow inflammation. Wainwright is 1-3 with a 4 earned run average, but has made only 4 starts in 2018 and just 1 since April 17th. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau has become just the second player to win the opening 2 FedEx Cup playoff events. He followed last weekend's 4-shot victory by finishing 2 shots ahead of Justin Rose at the Dell Technologies Championship near Boston. DeChambeau closed with a 4-under 67 for a 16-under par total as he tries to gain a captain's pick for the U.S. Ryder Cup roster. Captain Jim Furyk will announce the rest of his roster today. And the U.S. Open Tennis Championships will continue, but without Roger Federer. The 5-time champion and second seed was stunned by 55th-ranked John Millman, falling 3-6, 7-5, 7-6, and 7-6 in the fourth round last night. Federer led 7-6 in the third set tie-breaking before Millman picked up 3 straight points to take control of that match. Federer had 12 aces but also recorded 12 double faults in failing to reach the quarterfinals for the first time since 2013. It's the first time Federer has lost at Flushing Meadows to a man ranked outside the top 50. Next up for Millman is quarterfinal meeting with two-time champion Novak Djokovic. The 6-seeded Djokovic needed a medical timeout before completing a 6-3, 6-4, 6-3 victory over 68th-ranked João Sousa of Portugal. 7th-seeded Marin Cilic and Kei Nishikori moved into the men's quarters as they won in straight sets. Madison Keys has moved into the women's quarterfinals for the second straight year. The 2017 finalist earned a 6-1, 6-3 victory over Dominika Sibulkova and will next face Carla Suarez Navarro, who was a 6-3, 6-4 winner against Maria Sharapova during the night session. Sharapova had been 23-0 under the lights at Arthur Ashe Stadium. The 14th-seeded Keys has reached at least the quarterfinals in 3 of the 4 Grand Slams this year. She had 6 aces and no double faults Monday in perhaps her best performance of the tournament. Naomi Osaka and Alicia Tsarenko advanced to the women's quarterfinals as they both posted 3 sets victories yesterday. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.